Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're celebrating the fact that 4.2 million breaking all previous pre-primary numbers by any candidate, any party. Thanks to Internet activists taking action. The first hour, we interviewed Mr. Lyman, who really got it all going. Mike Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com is our guest right now. We're taking calls from Dick and Frank and Larry and many others that are holding. Dick, you were bringing up the fact of calling local media and saying, hey, I want you to cover Ron Paul. I want you to cover the fact that this happened. And if they do, that's tens of thousands more that will wake up. Any other comments you've got? And then Mike Rivera, bring him up for any comments he's got.
Well, if your listeners will grab a pencil, I'm going to give a couple of Pelosi's phone number and the White House phone number real quick. But yeah, make those phone calls. Get on the computer. Send out those emails. Reuters has a story about Ron Paul's success. You know, email that to all your local news people and get out there and get the word out to everyone else, because if we really put pressure on them, they're going to have to make some kind of a comment. And real quickly, if I may, the office of the Speaker of the House, her phone number is area code 202-225-0100. And the White House comment line is area code 202-456-1111. Call those people and tell them what you think about the new world order. I'm looking for a new, improved world order, and you're bringing it to us, Alex. I appreciate what you and your people are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Richard. Mike, comments on that?
Well, I would add one thing to that, and that is that right now is a good time to start writing letters to your local newspapers again, because I've noticed just in the last couple of weeks, even as reports of decline in circulation continue, more newspapers seem willing to publish letters from people who are espousing, shall we say, contrarian views to the current agenda.
Well, that's because the head of the AP at a big international media conference, all the execs got up and said, look, we have to embrace other ideas. He said, quote, we have to stop being gatekeepers or we will be destroyed. By the way, that's a quote. I never even covered that last week. He came out and said, we're gatekeepers and that's killing us. They're admitting it.
Well, that's we're seeing it. I'm already seeing it in the newspapers. So your listeners out there, get out that word processor, send letters to your local newspapers saying, I support Ron Paul, I am opposed to the war, I want our returning soldiers taken care of. Whatever's on your mind, get it out there, because the newspapers, Mike, are starting to publish those letters now.
Mike, what does that mean? I mean, I've got my own view, but what does it mean when they, that was about 2 weeks ago, I didn't even cover it, and I saw the article and read his quotes, and a bunch of other execs saying the same thing. That sounds like capitulation when they say, okay, we'll stop, quote, being gatekeepers because everyone hates us now. I mean, that's incredible.
Well, I don't think it's a case of whether or not they're being gatekeepers. They're just being profit-minded.
No. They said gatekeepers. The head of the AP said, we've been gatekeepers. They don't trust us. We've got to stop being gatekeepers. That's a quote.
Well, it is a capitulation. It's a recognition that the Internet and alternative media is now driving the news cycle inside the United States, and the longer they pretend otherwise, it's only going to hurt them.
By the way, he even said that. He went on and said, the longer we deny this and wish for the past, the worse it's going to be. Exactly. Mike, man, that's exactly what he said.
Well, I missed that, and I'm sorry I did, because I would have thrown a party if I'd heard that. But, yeah, absolutely, that's what's happening. And we're seeing it, and we're probably going to see it happening with the TV shows and with the radio programs as well on the mainstream. They're recognizing that they're not in control of the news anymore, and they have to cover what is on the Internet, or it's obvious they're not covering it, and people are just tuning them out.
You know, I have stories every day like that I never get to that are so huge. We should have done articles on it at Prison Planet and Truth News and the rest of it, but maybe we should now. But, I mean, that's cause for celebration right there, my friend.
I absolutely agree. It means we're winning. We're winning the war for the minds of America. The high ground is on the Internet and on the alternative media. It is no longer over on the regular TV networks. It's here. We're at the peak of it, and we're winning. We're winning the war for the minds of America.
I agree, but we're at the peak of this peak. We're at the jump point to the next level. Prepare for a warp, ladies and gentlemen. Strap yourselves in. We're going to the next level, toe-to-toe combat with the New World Order.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's try to run through your calls quickly. I did find the article, AP, the News Gatekeeper. The CEO of the Associated Press, Tom Curley, gave a speech to a group of news executives, calling on them to drop their antiquated ways, learn to embrace the new opportunities of the Internet, and you can find the quotes, and most notably, ditch the mindset of being a gatekeeper of the news. I'm trying to find the original AP article with all the quotes. I found blogs and places with quotes out of it. For some reason, I typed AP head gatekeeper in. It didn't come up in the news. It came up on the web. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank in Connecticut. Frank, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Guys, how you doing? I just wanted to call and send a phone call out to the Marios and the Troys who always talk about things that you talk about that will never happen. I go on to check my mail today. Mainstream, right on Yahoo homepage. And there's an article, RFID chips in school uniforms tracking students this week. This is in a UK school, and it talks about add the RFID chips to increased video surveillance and fingerprinting of kids, and this is a heavily tracked generation for safety's sake, it says. I just feel like this is, like you talk about the conditioning, if you just keep putting it out in front of the public like torture in 24, that it's just going to get to the point where everybody's just going to give in.
I remember reading 10 years ago, the Pentagon designed it all. Everybody with tracker chips and our clothes, our products. It's a military design grid, and we just read what they say, and we're called conspiracy nuts. Mike Rivero. Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. This is definitely habituating the population to constant surveillance and tracking, which, of course, will never be applied to the elites. It's just for us cattle down here in the pens.
Anything else, caller?
Yeah, yeah. One more quick point. It says how small they can make them, literally the size of a speck of dust. And there is a sentence in here that says, does this mean we should be watching what we eat in case of some James Bond-style pepper shaker swap? And I know you've talked about RFID chips and food and possibly being in those.
Well, that's because the Pentagon said they were going to do it. Look, the Pentagon's owned by foreign banks. They see us as a conquered population. We're here to be used as human resources, Mike.
Yeah, agreeable. I mean, all governments have the same objective, which is to extract the maximum amount of workforce, a work product out of their population for the least amount of upkeep. And as a government starts pushing its people more and more, they get scared of revolt, of rebellion, and this is where this desire to track everybody and monitor everybody and watch everybody is coming from, because they know we're getting close to the point of a stampede out here, and they're trying to figure out ways to prevent it from happening.
You're absolutely right. All right, thank you so much for the call, Frank in Connecticut. Great call. Send me that article. Larry in Louisiana, you're on the air with Mike Rivero. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, this is pretty funny. I was listening to you on your frequency there, and I just happened to switch over to 12160, which is another live frequency happening at the same time you're broadcasting. There's a fellow called Larry Bates, and I hear Ron Paul, he's playing soundbites of Ron Paul, saying I don't think we need a constitutional amendment to about marriage. And so then Larry Bates says, Ron Paul is not for a constitutional amendment, so he might be for gay marriage. And then he says, Ron Paul will make drugs legal. He's done real good.
Well, that guy's an admitted Republican Party operative. I mean, I wouldn't even, that's why he doesn't have any listeners. So.
Oh, it might be funny just to call him up live while he's going and tell him the jig's up, buddy. We know
the jig's already up. Why even tune into it? I'm fully aware. I heard that guy years ago say that I was making up Bohemian Grove. Look, there's all these fake conservatives who were there to keep conservatives neutralized. Ron Paul has said the feds have no business in what states do, and a constitutional amendment would bring federal control into what people do in their personal lives.
Exactly.
Okay, Ron Paul believes marriage should be marriage between a man and a woman, but he says the government shouldn't even be in people's business. And so they try to twist everything he does, like on abortion. He's got a perfect score. He's against abortion, but he says it's a state matter. Now, if the states had their way, it would be restricted. It would be banned. So, I mean, again, it's all spin. They would have us believe George Bush, open border, tripling the size of government, gun control, all of that is conservative. It just doesn't work anymore. So let them continue to commit political suicide. The media, the fake conservatives, National Review, all of them. Let them continue to crash and burn. They just can't shut up. They're so arrogant, they keep thinking they can shovel this baloney. And the jig's up, so I appreciate your call. Mike Rivera?
Well, absolutely. The thing to keep in mind is that Ron Paul is going to make the 2008 election about one issue, and that is ending the war. And, of course, for all those other candidates who want the war to go on, they're desperate to find any other issue that they can divert and distract people onto. And so you're going to hear all about gay marriage. You're going to hear about immigration. You're going to hear about global warming. You're going to hear about all these other issues that they're going to try and drag people onto. Because the one issue they know they're going to lose on is the continuation of the war in Iraq and the beginning of a war in Iran. So you're going
very
to hear
good
all the
point.
Operatives.
Very,
yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
They're going to be out there manufacturing any other issue they can in the hopes of pulling you off what is really important. This is a one-issue election, people. The issue is the war, and right now Ron Paul is the only main running candidate who is going to try and shut that war down.
Yeah, I've heard these fake conservatives. There's a whole gaggle of them, and it's just so disgusting. The sicky, sweet, good old boy act, and it's just disgusting. Sometimes you just want to vomit on these people. I'm so sick of them. You know, Hillary disgusts me with all the fake liberals supporting her. What is wrong with the grassroots? But I guess a lot of them are waking up too, but not fast enough.
Well, I don't know how much real grassroots there is. I mean, we're already seeing in Hillary's campaign a lot of donations coming in that look like they're from grassroots, but then you try and track them back, and they get to dead-end addresses and all these other issues.
Chinese generals, it's all illegal, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of very questionable money. You go back and you look at her husband's campaign and how four key fundraisers all died sudden after he won the election to make sure that there could never be an investigation of just where a lot of that money came from. We're seeing the same thing with Hillary's campaign.
You're an evil liberal bashing Bill Clinton. It's conservative to support him now. But the word's also out now that the Fox News has been behind Hillary consulting for giving her money. And so they're in deep trouble there.
Well, it is, but they're going to keep on pushing until it's really obvious that the American people are just not listening to them anymore, which is we're beginning to start to see that recognition in the media. They're desperate to find some way to win the viewers back, and when you combine that with the double whammy of the writer's strike going on right now, all the TV networks are looking at a huge loss of viewership over the coming months.
Glenn in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I've just experienced some police state activity.
Oh, what happened?
Well, at about right around 11 o'clock, I had stopped in at this business that does audio, and I wanted to see if I could get some magnets, some old magnets out of some speakers to make my own home wind generator since I powered my amateur radio station off of that, and I just checked the dumpster, and I'm out talking with the guy about his scooter, and out of the corner of my eye, I seen black uniforms coming at me with fully automatic weapons, and they immediately started screaming to get down on the ground, so I complied, and I was expecting some of this to happen at some time in my life, and here I find myself face down.
What was it all about?
I guess they were doing a drug bust. And this was their drug task force in Junction City, Kansas.
Which is what they ship in to begin with. Again, they introduce the crises and then they offer the solution. Well, you know, I made the point years ago, and I forgot to make the point really in a few years, and I heard Mark Cornhill yesterday on the radio making the point very well. Remember in Red October just 15 years ago or so?
Oh, yeah.
When they're about to defect, and the first mate of the captain's going, when I get to America, will I be able to have a car, live in Montana where I'd like to live? I will travel to different states. They let you travel without internal papers, right? But, see, they can't show stuff like that anymore because people go, wait a minute, that's starting to happen here. Or the old 50s and 60s and 70s movies where the secret police steal your furniture, steal your money, and then they take it for themselves in forfeiture seizure and guys in black uniforms that come in the middle of the night. I mean, that's all right down the checklist of hardcore tyranny, but it's all for our safety and spies and tattletales and cameras and snitches. I mean, they're really trying to turn us into the state, aren't they, Mike?
Yeah, they absolutely are. There was this declaration made in Pakistan, the emergency suspension of civil rights, and going down the list of all the rights that have been suspended, and it just hit me. We've got the same thing happening here. It's slower. It's more subtle. Nobody's paying attention to it because it wasn't an overnight thing. But, yeah, we've lost much of our right to freedom of speech because of hate legislation. We've lost our right to peaceably assemble if we're protesting the government. Now we have free speech zones. You look at how the protesters at the GOP convention in New York were herded into these caged areas down on the docks. And, we've lost most of the rights that the Founding Fathers put in the Bill of Rights. And people aren't really noticing it because it's happening so slowly. But when it happens overnight in Pakistan, it's big news. But it's happening right here. It really is.
Anything else you'd like to add, Glenn, about what happened to you? How did all this end?
Well, the way it went, they took my name, and, of course, I'm a city employee. I'm a firefighter. Matter of fact, I'm the one that sent you the FEMA tapes.
Oh, where they said the Founding Fathers are terrorists. Yeah, all
of them. Yes. And, of course, they keep you handcuffed. They question you. They search you. They bring the dog out, go around your vehicle. And then you're free to go. And I asked them twice. You're not going to shoot me. And I didn't get a single answer from any of them.
Well, they have now. The SWAT teams are in roving bands, just like in the Soviet Union, just frothing and feeding on people. Meanwhile, the illegals pour across, drugs everywhere, flowing, triple the heroin, double the cocaine. Bigger the war gets, more drugs, more prisons, corrupt cops dealing schmack and flake everywhere. Mike, let me keep you 5 more minutes on the other side so we have time to talk to a few final callers for you. I'm going to recap Ron Paul analysis, record-breaking information, and then some financial news and other information. Stay with us.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there is a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We've routed empires before. We can do it again.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river. river and we see the British come. And there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run him. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
And we're now in the info war, trying to avert the physical war. And these parasites won't stop. We're not your slaves. Let's go to New Zealand, talk to Dan, then John in Amsterdam and others. Dan from New Zealand, you're on the air with Mike Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. Go ahead.
Greetings to you both and your listeners around your nation and around the world. I'm just calling to confirm my active participation in both supporting and financially contributing to Ron Paul's campaign, if I am legally entitled to do so. I think it's so important for both the survival of your nation and the spreading of liberty and democracy around the world that...
What would have happened worldwide if people would have gotten involved from outside the country to stop Hitler before he took full power, Mike?
Well, that's definitely a question that is worthy of debate. On the other hand, I'm a little hesitant. I appreciate the sentiment, but I think one of the reasons that our country's in the mess that it's in is we've had another country sending money in to elect certain candidates to our government, and that's one of the big reasons we're in a little bit of a mess. So
but sometimes the cure
standard.
Is sometimes the cure is more of the poison. I'm just, spreading the word, blogs, emails. I mean, it's certainly helping.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely spreading the word, and if you want to participate that way, it's
and I think the world has a right as grassroots individuals to try to get the word out about liberty, because our country's been grabbed by the bad guys, and they're using it now as a weapon against them.
I would agree with that part, definitely.
Anything else from New Zealand, my friend?
Yes, I just... I at first I found it overwhelming, and now I'm just fully inspired by the events that have taken place in your nation and to fight against what is this war against the New World Order. And I've seen it just starting to spread into this nation, and I am now a committed activist.
Well, that's another point. Torture and war and governments oppressing has spread because they say, hey, America does it. This is the opposite. If we take this country back, this is spurring people worldwide to try the same thing in their country.
I think this is going global.
It all starts from the United States. That's where the core of liberty and democracy is.
God bless you, sir. Call back again. Mike, you wanted to comment?
I would agree. This is a global revolution, and America is taking lead. You're right. A lot of America's allies in the so-called war on terror have been following the same tactics, the same methods, the same political repressions, and absolutely in agreement that if we can reverse the situation here in the United States, we're going to see the same trend continue around the world.
John in Amsterdam, last caller with Mike Rivera. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for allowing me to speak. I have some excellent tips for the Ron Paul activism. If you're going to use Google and search for Laptop Brigade and then Ron Paul, you will be amazed what they did. It's an excellent tip. And the other tip is Google your own city and where you live in America and combine that with the name Ron Paul and go meet people. You know, that those are the
what do folks think about Ron Paul? What do folks think about Ron Paul over in Europe?
And most people are pro Ron Paul, and if you go whatwouldtheworldelect.com, you can see that the Dutch and the Belgium are very pro Ron Paul. I even created Europeansforronpaul.blogspot.com, so I'm actually helping Ron Paul to for all the Americans living in Europe that they actually vote for Ron Paul too.
God bless you, my friend. You know, that really shows the popularity. I've seen hundreds of websites, nice ones, overseas supporting him. It's exciting, Mike.
It absolutely is. It really is a revolution. And, for the longest time, I've tried to maintain an objective position at my website. you know, show both parties and both sides and everything. But I got to tell you, Ron Paul makes that so impossible because he's the only one out there saying the same thing that we've been saying for all these years, and that is to restore the Constitution, get us back to the country that we used to have.
Absolutely, restore us back to a republic. Is there more you wanted to add, John? Okay. Mike Rivero, I want to thank you so much for spending an hour and a half with us. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Look forward to doing it again.
All right. There goes Mike Rivero. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonx Man, and your toenails need Nonx Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonx Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonx Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonx Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonx Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ara volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ara Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over, and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian, Ara Hayes. Call him drunken Ara Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Ara Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wine and speech and honor. Everybody shook his hand, but he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira's done and when did the Indians dance. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise a flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone.
All right, my friends, we're back live here.
He died drunk early one morning. Alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes.
We're going to take a few of your calls, recap some top Ron Paul news, get into the other stack of news I've got here. We'll do that just in a moment. Tomorrow night and Thursday night are the last two showings of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I hope that everybody will bring their friends, family, neighbors, coworkers tomorrow night. You can still get tickets at Infowars.com or buy them at the door tomorrow evening. Shouldn't have too bad a problem getting in. It did sell out last night. But I hope to see you tomorrow night and, of course, the next night, and that's it. I hope you get the film at PrisonPlanet.tv, download it in super high quality, or go to Infowars.com and order the DVD. And your purchase makes this broadcast and everything we do here possible. This is the most powerful film I've ever made. Who the globalists are, their history, how they operate. We go to two Bilderberg groups in Istanbul, Turkey, in Canada, cover them, and we get into their whole eugenics operation and what drives them, what makes them tick, and their plan to exterminate 80% of the world's population in their own documents and own statements is extremely important. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available right now, and I hope you get it. Also, a great sponsor, folks. I'm really glad that, I promote this anyway, but I'm glad they're sponsors of the show. I hope you'll attend it. It's livefreenow.org. It's a Freedom Law School's 2007 Texas Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference, November 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Crown Plaza Hotel in North Dallas. And there's going to be William Rodriguez, Tommy Cryer, Larry Breedcraft, April Gallup, Davon Clyse, Jason Burnmas, Ted Gunderson, Mark Anderson, G. Edward Griffin, Sherry Jackson, Robert Lawrence, and so many others. And Paymon's a great guy to host the event, and President of Freedom Law School will be there as well. Again, get your tickets right now by calling 760-868-4271 or livefreenow.org. That's 868-4271, 760-868-4271, or livefreenow.org. Now, one other great sponsor is Interfood, and I take this stuff every day. The whole office is addicted to it, and it's got dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina, over 20 power-packed ingredients, balanced energy all day long, weight loss, greater mental clarity, healthy radiant skin, improved liver function, healthy blood sugar, immune system support. The food has been debased, And what, by taking this, it's just a powder. The green powder goes in your best green food out there that I've seen. Goes in your orange juice or apple juice in the morning, two scoops, and you're done. And you know you get 100% of the minerals and vitamins that you may not be getting in your foods. And you know you get 100% absorption. Innerfood.com, innerfood.com, or a banner on prisonplanet.com on the right-hand side, Innerfood Botanicals. You get 10% off as a listener to this transmission, or give them a call, tell them Alex Jones sent you to get the 10% off, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Innerfood, ladies and gentlemen. Now, in the first hour, I really got into detail about what this Ron Paul revolution means, why this is such a big deal. But so the show restarts in about 20 minutes, and you can go to Infowars.com if your AM or FM station, you know, isn't carrying it, obviously, rebroadcasting the next hour. A lot of stations air them all over the map, and we appreciate that. But the screens refeed 24 hours a day, 21 hours until the live show comes back at 11 a.m. Central. And then, of course, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., and then that airs till the next morning at 11 when I go live. But I went through a lot of analysis there, really broke it down in the first 30 minutes for anybody that wants to tune in to that. A lot of points that aren't being made, a lot of points aren't being brought out. Mike Rivera brought out a lot of points I'd thought about privately but hadn't made. A lot of things I hadn't thought of that were just pure genius. So that was in the second hour into the third hour, as you just heard. But I do want to go to Mike and Jeff and others that are patiently holding. You know, the media, people are acting like they want to convince the media that Ron Paul's real. The mainline establishment, dinosaur, disinfo, government-run, government-manipulated media knows that. Make no mistake, they're trying to create the illusion that spy bots, you know, are the reason he's got 65,000 people in his meetup group or close to 100,000 MySpace pages or huge crowds everywhere. No, activity on the web is a translation of 80% of the population of adults that are on the Internet. 80% of those 18 and older are on the Internet. That's a translation of the public. That's the future. But there's an important article, spam bots didn't send imaginary cash, $4.2 million in 24 hours. Now will the establishment media be forced to admit Ron Paul is the real deal? And that is a very, very important question, and I just say ignore them. Move forward. Call the media. Try to demand they cover it. Letters to the editor, as Mike Rivera mentioned. But at the same time, realize we are the alternative media. Grow the alternative media. Support the alternative media. Here's an AP headline. Ron Paul raises $4.2 million, breaks records. Here's another one, ABC News. Ron Paul is money. And it gets into his record. So you can also see a story here out of the Boston Globe. Paul sets one-day fundraising mark. Here's another one, USA Today. Ron Paul raises lots of money in one day. And there's a disgusting National Review story saying raining on Ron Paul's fundraising parade, saying that we're not real conservatives. That's the Republican talking point, and that conservatives love the war. Support for the war among conservatives in most major polls is below 40% now. People that call themselves conservatives. So again, they're just telling you this war is popular, like they tell you open borders are popular, when the polls show 91% of Americans are against it. So just shame on the disgusting National Review. An incredible story from Roman's website. That's the name of the website. We posted up on PrisonPlanet.com, censoring Paul, why the revolution will not be televised. And it just goes through. Here's just one picked out of 80-something. Fox News producers caught conspiring to exclude Paul supporters. A bogus Ron Paul Blackwater connection published in the Washington Post. And it goes on. Florida man forced to remove Ron Paul signs from his private property, but other yard signs for other candidates allowed. It goes on and on and on. YouTube censoring him, admittedly. The Great Breakdown shows how Ron Paul received the least amount of time coverage on the October 9th debate. It was just example after example. Fox, Hannity denies the obvious. The people who watch chose Ron Paul, but he says it's a scam. He said that three times. Wired article says Ron Paul supporters are internet viruses. The man raises $10 million and an average contributor of $40. Salon echoes the ridiculous accusation. Once something is reported, the propaganda machine can report the reporting. Very, very strange. Defense Department interruption with the Defense Department seal. It's over government satellites of Ron Paul C-SPAN interview. Paul not invited to MSNBC presidential candidate forum. New York Republicans snub Ron Paul. Ron Paul wins straw poll in New Hampshire, and therefore GOP straw poll removes him from their online poll. Hannity lies to discredit Ron Paul after the congressman wins the Fox News poll following September 5th debate. During the debate, Fox News moderator Chris Wallace said, "So, Congressman, and I like to take 30 seconds to answer this, you're basically saying that we should take our marching orders from Al-Qaeda." I mean, this is kind of stunts they play. Don't you understand you have an 11% approval rating in Congress, and that goes to the media? Don't you understand you're hated, so when you're attacking, people love him, you fools? We know you're evil. And it just goes on and on and on. On ABC's talk show, Mark Levin declares war on Ron Paul. He asks his listeners to harass Paul's campaign headquarters. Ron Paul supporters teach Levin something about blowback. Ahead of the interview straw poll, the Iowa GOP seems neither reassured of a fair election nor willing to let the vote be easily verified. After the debate, ABC News tinkered with their online poll, admittedly got caught. The Ron Paul censures continue to harden. It just goes on and on. CNN attempts to slander Ron Paul. GOP tries and fails to bar Ron Paul from debates. I mean, there's like 80-plus of them. I just read like 20. And this isn't all of them reading this list. But good job. Very good job. Meanwhile, let me go back here and see what gold is at right now. I mean, it's just we're seeing incredible things happen right now in this society that just absolutely blow me away. You know what? Let's go ahead and take a few calls now, as I promised to do, give you a chance to interact. I guess Mike in St. Louis is up first. You're on the air, Mike. Go ahead.
Right on. Salon, that's by Ford Foundation, isn't it? Or Pacifica?
I know. It's a big establishment liberal system. Right.
Yeah, that's messed up because they try and, like, posit themselves like they're, like, that third voice or third or, like, some kind of alternative to the mainstream. But they're not giving, like, none of those people anything on Pacifica that gets money from Ford Foundation. They're not giving any coverage to Ron Paul. And he's, like, the most major, like, I mean, he's a mainstream candidate, but, you know, he's kind of like, you know, I don't know. I'm not trying to, anyway. I wanted to talk about Blackwater at the border. Like, I just heard about that recently. That's kind of weird. Have you heard anything else about that?
Yeah, they're building a big training camp in San Diego. It'll have nothing to do with border. It'll be about controlling and not letting U.S. in or out citizens, and so they can just militarize the whole thing and then control it.
Right. I also looked into a Clear Channel back in 2000.
And understand, they're total members of the whole Republican New World Order system, mechanism. And so Bush is for open borders. The Democrats are for open borders. I just don't trust them. Go ahead.
Right on. I was also, like, after I saw that Battle for the Republic, I looked into a Clear Channel, and I guess back in 2003 they bought up, like, Hispanic broadcasting and stuff like that, and they own the billboards. They were putting those billboards up, or the this isn't, you know, America, it's Mexico and L.A. and stuff like that. Like, you know, I see the connection you were making, though, about, like, the big media firms that are, like, kind of pushing for this open borders thing and that are normally considered, like, conservative radio and stuff like that.
Exactly. And then all the open borders people act like they're liberal rebels and stuff. The establishment wants this.
Right. Yeah, this is weird. Oh, man. I guess just the only other thing I wanted to say is I don't know, it kind of looks like it's, like, the fall of the modern Circeos, you know? Like, these really ambitious, like, social climbers like Cheney and stuff like that. Like, oh, it just seems like a lot of this stuff is coming to an end, and it's a good thing.
Well, it's dangerous for everybody, but we're definitely in trying times. That's why every involved person that cares needs to be involved now like never before. Let's go ahead now and take another call here. Who is up next? Mike in Tennessee, you're on the air.
How are you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead.
All right. Well, you talked about Ron Paul. I found his first smear campaign that it's actually on one of the biggest gun sites, like eBay. And I was doing some trying to look at some guns, and there's a forum want ads, and I pushed on it, and there's a politics. So I was confused, so I put on it. And I came across this thing. It says, Ron Paul takes neo-Nazi money. And then it has a picture of him, a big, huge picture of him, standing in front of a Nazi flag wearing a Nazi uniform. And underneath it has actually a link to a site that you go to, and it's the Texan News, and it talks about how he takes neo-Nazi money and actually has your name listed in there, that you donated a bunch of money for, you're a well-known conspiracy theorist. And so
another fake conservative site.
And the thing about that is that they put that on the site, which he stands for, supposedly for the Second Amendment so much, and the gun buyers are going to...
Look, they call themselves conservatives. They call themselves pro-gun. I've had people in gunshots tell me Bush wasn't for the assault weapons ban when he was. They just aren't living in reality.
Well, see, I'm ex-Special Forces, and I do a lot of stuff, and I was actually going to go to Blackwater until I found out what they were. But I do a lot of gun shows, and the problem they're having now is, besides trying to ban the guns, they're making the ammunition impossible to get, so they won't have to ban the guns. To find certain ammunition now for, like, ARs and stuff like that is impossible.
I know. Everybody keeps talking about it. I mean, the government, Homeland Security, has been buying it all up. And they're harassing the other gun manufacturers. Republican governors and Democrat governors are suing them everywhere. That's why I say join gunowners.org. We've never been under greater attack. Gunowners.org, ladies and gentlemen, get in the fight. Not just with Ron Paul, not just with Endgame, not just with We Are Change, but in the Second Amendment. I mean, Schwarzenegger, they're going to make all gun manufacturers stamp on the bullets. The gun stamps your serial number onto it when it fires. That creates new databases. It makes the gun manufacturers do that. It makes them develop the new technology. It bankrupts them. Then it makes them liable. I mean, they're hitting us from every angle you can imagine. But the good news is we're counter-striking against them and forcing them to act like the thug, scumbag, New World Order people they are. They own the both parties. We're exposing that. They're in panic mode right now. Key articles up on Infowars.net. Media infers Ron Paul's a terrorist at Infowars.net.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars.
SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Start spreading the news. It's time for a change. We'll make a brand new start of it. Ron Paul, Ron Paul, it's your right to choose. It's the American way. The constitutional heart of it. Ron Paul, Ron Paul. I want to wake up in a country that doesn't sleep. To fight for our civil rights and liberty.
All right, tomorrow we'll air that whole song. Give credit where it's due. We're almost out of time here. We're going to get that posted up on JonesReport.com in the next hour for you. In closing, gold surged to 28-year highs. The dollar tumbled even more today. Gold is up over $820 an ounce. The futures are close to $830. Announce right now. We have a lot of breaking Ron Paul news, by the way, at PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us. Continual in-depth analysis there. But I wanted to bring Ted in at the end of the show. More movements in the dollar and in gold and in silver, all up big time today, Ted.
It's been a very active day for trading. There's no question about it. If you want to be getting into the precious metals market, all the indicators are saying do it. We can talk again. I do have more of those British sovereigns available at 227. The silver dollars are at 400. The Olympic coins at $615. I wouldn't doubt it a bit if we break through that 830 and that 840 level, and then all of a sudden now the sky's the limit because we have tested last high, and again, most people are saying that we're going to hit $1,500.
Yeah, there are resistance points, and we just passed 800 last week. Now at 825 today, up and down. I mean, folks, move into silver. This is a very good deal. Those British sovereigns are an excellent deal. Give them the number, Ted.
It's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. Again, I want to thank everybody for the support that they have given us. It does help carry this message and this show.
Well, that's a good deal, too, Ted, on the silver and on those British sovereigns. Again, 1-800-686-2237. They got folks there that will be there till, 10, 11 o'clock tonight. If you're listening to this as a rebroadcast on a station. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, it's great. Thanks for being up there.
Ladies and gentlemen, also support our AM and FM affiliates. If you're listening, support their local sponsors or become a sponsor of our local AM and FM affiliates from Wyoming to Montana to Austin, Texas to upstate New York to Kansas City to Tennessee to 1330 just north of Austin to 590. We're getting a lot of new AM and FM affiliates as the message of freedom and liberty becomes more and more mainstream. See, a lot of patriots were never ready to win, never ready to move forward. I'm not ready to roll over and just die. And look at what this one show has done. How many talk show hosts we've spawned. How many people we've woken up. You know, we talking to him during the first hour, coming up again for rebroadcast here in just a few minutes, Trevor Lyman, talking about how I woke him up off air. He said even more. And that's just an example of what you can do as an individual. I'm just an average guy. You can do that, too, out there. So I hope you'll keep spreading the word about Congressman Ron Paul and also the GCN Radio Network because Ted has been there so long, working so hard, and that's why I'm loyal to him and appreciate the fine work he's done. Back tonight on the network, 9 to midnight live. Again, the retransmission starts right now, Infowars.com, or download the free podcast. And I went into in-depth analysis of Ron Paul. If you missed it in the first hour, that starts in 70 seconds at the Infowars.com streams. So be sure and go over and pick those up if you're at work or on lunch or taking a break right now and tuning in. Or if you're listening on your iPod, happy jogging or woodwork or gardening or whatever you're doing. Again, I love you all. We're living history here, and all the glory goes to our Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.